Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now. Pitch Talk podcasts and videos are brought to you in association with LE Bikes. Begin your journey into electric bikes. Visit lebikes.co.uk. Welcome to
the Straight Shooting View.
Hey everybody, what is up? My name is Liam Angel, aka Straight Shooting LJA, and welcome to another episode, an interesting episode of the Straight Shooting View, because as I record this, news has just broken that Jurgen Klopp will be leaving Liverpool at the end of the 2023-2024 season. Now, to some this may be a surprise, to some of us this is not, but it's interesting either way. So myself, Coach JBK and Nathan Arsenal as well give our take on it, as well as just other things to do with Jurgen Klopp and his backroom staff leaving at the end of the season. We're going to look back, look at what Klopp has meant to the Premier League in terms of having someone to compete with Manchester City, among a number of other things as well. So have a listen to some of our thoughts and give yours after as well.
Yeah, you got to hand it to him. You know what I mean? He's given you guys really good service. I'm just on Sky Sports News and they're sort of doing an Arsene Wenger sort of, you know, sort of reference that, you know, on Arsene Wenger. Obviously, Klopp was never at Liverpool for that long, but just the fact that Klopp's had such an impact at your club. And I think really and truly, it's just really about the fact that, you know, he is such an energised enthusiast as a manager. And from what he said in the statement, he's just tired. It takes a lot to drive such a massive football club. And, you know, he wants to take things in a different way, you know. So credit to him. It is a surprise. I appreciate, obviously, you're a Liverpool man. So naturally, you'll have a bit more insight into, you know, what's happening at the club. But I just find it interesting in the sense that, you know, he's rejuvenated Liverpool over the last sort of 6 months, you know, with the signings in midfield and things like that. So he was really setting a structure again for Liverpool based on what they were doing in those successful periods and when they were battling Man City. So obviously, I thought he was really setting the tone for another period of going at it again. So that's why that was the element of surprise for me in him resigning in the way that he had. But, you know, it sets it now for Liverpool to finish the season really, really strongly. They're top of the league at the moment. They're in the EFL final, still in the FA Cup, still in the Europa as well. So there's good chance that he's going to finish the season with a trophy, potentially. Do you know what I mean? And I've always liked Klopp, you know what I mean? Loved him at Dortmund. He's really got nice energy about him. Do you know what I mean? He's, you know, it's sad for the league because he's a really good coach. And it'd be interesting to see the direction that Liverpool take next. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's all over Sky. It's everywhere because obviously it is, you know, the nature of the news. But sad, but if I was an Arsenal man, I'd say good because it means you're going to get someone else in and there might be a period of disruption for your club in that sense. But, yeah, it's a shame, but, yeah.
See, where it becomes interesting is kind of in the immortal words of Bill Goldberg, who's next? Already see it. I instantly thought to myself, yeah, here come the Xabi Alonso rumours. And then I've seen him and De Zerbi mentioned as potentially next candidates in. And yeah, I said there have been kind of conspiracy theorists out there saying, oh, the backstaff are leaving as well. Something must have gone wrong. And it's like, well, no. It's like usually when a manager slash head coach leaves, his staff leave with him so that the next person in, who, as they usually do, will bring in their own people. So, yeah, that's nothing surprising. And it is one of them ones where Of course, it was more of a surprise that he signed the contract extension about a year or two ago. That would have took him to 2026, because he did say at that point when he signed that he was going to leave, that he was going to leave this year, ironically. So it's not even necessarily a surprise. It's like, when I saw that news, you, Nate, were the first person to mention it. And then obviously I went and had a look. And it's not the biggest surprise. That as you mentioned, it's one of them where it's like, imagine chasing City for pretty much your entire tenure. There's been ups and downs with that, of course. That has got to be mentally fatiguing at the very, very top level, like that tippy top level, against a side with the resources that City have, trying to like fight against that when you haven't got the resources they have. It's a, like, he's built that real team ethic throughout the club. It's like one team, one dream personified. From that moment where he took all that team at the time, in that 2-2 draw against West Brom, he took them to the cop end and was like, no, you know what, you go and salute those fans, because those fans have been with you through thick and thin. It's like, and they will be here through thick and thin as well. It's like establishing that ethic. And it like management, football management at any level takes a lot out of you, but at that tippy top level, and I think Klopp is actually mid to late fifties, and it's a case of sometimes there will be sometimes managers will have burnout, coaches will have burnout. It's one of them where it's just like I said, a lot of people don't understand the pressures of, like, coach, head coach, or management at any level, and it can burn you out. And no matter how successful you are, no matter how much you enjoy the job, if you're putting in, for instance, 20 hours a day, it's like you're gonna get burnt out, and you're gonna want to step away at some point. So yeah, so it's not the biggest surprise in the world. And I said, it just turns attention to who's next, really. And the timing, well, it's been said that he told the club in November. So it's a case of him coming out in late January and being like, right, let's go public with this. The club has obviously had time to prepare, knowing that this news was coming. Don't know if he told the players, but he's at least told the higher ups, so that they've been on alert from, say, November. But they will have known from before he signed the contract extension, all right, cool, I'll give you an extra year or two, but I'm kind of coming to the end of my rope. I'm kind of coming, yeah, it's one of them where it's like, sooner or later I'm going to burn out. I'll give you an extra, because that's been said before in football, where it's like, all right, I'll give you an extra year. Remember the whole Suarez thing? Apparently there was an agreement with him and Brendan Rodgers. All right, cool, I'll give you an extra year, but then I'm going. So there could have been that agreement in place. So yeah, it's not necessarily that much of a bolt out of the blue. But it is interesting, and I think this is one of them ones. This galvanizes the squad to be like, you know what, let's give the gaffer one big last hurrah. And as much as he said, I've seen a couple of the clips that Liverpool put on Instagram, as much as Klopp said it's not going to be about him, it is going to be, at least in part, about him, because the players are going to want to give him a big farewell. The fact is, with Klopp in general, I mean, he spent eight years with us. And I mean, those have been trophy laden years. I mean, he's rebuilt. He's been a major part of rebuilding the club's image, rebuilding the first team, really rebuilding that ethos of you play for that badge, love the club, love everything about it and all that. And it's been what an amazing ride it's been whilst he's been here. And it's one of them,
where it's, I mean, he's transformed certain players into world beaters, and it's one of them where it's gonna be interesting at the end of the season, when he actually does literally leave for the final time, lead the team out for the final time. It's gonna be such an emotional moment, because he's become, in those 8 years, one of our most successful managers ever. And as mentioned, you look at what he's up against, what he's been up against and all that, it's amazing. And as I've said before, with the depth of spending that City have done, nobody should be anywhere near them, let alone taking them to the limit and a couple of times actually beating them to the Champions League, beating them to the league. It's amazing stuff has been done during Klopp's tenure, not just bringing that first Premier League title, but another Champions League, an FA Cup, the League Cup, and it's just so much, the World Club Cup and all that. It's just when you look back, all we're gonna look back on as fans is just, wow, what an era, and thank you. That's all you can really say, is just thank you, Klopp. And it's a case of where anybody else saying anything else is just, to me, ungrateful. Really, it's gonna be interesting to see who comes next. But Klopp's been open about his future, about taking a sabbatical after leaving us. So I said, that's why it's not as much of a surprise as maybe it should be. But that's the thing, you've got to read people's quotes and not necessarily even read between the lines, because he's been very open with it. Where it's like he might go back to Germany and just take a sabbatical for a couple of years or a year or two or whatever, before coming back into management. So just to kind of recharge his batteries. Every now and then you do need to recharge your batteries. And the high intensity that he asked for from his players, as Jamie has said before, as a coach, you need quite a high turnover of players to maintain that. And also, you look at the high intensity that he brings on the sidelines, the high intensity that he brings in his coaching style. You can't sustain that forever. As much as we as Liverpool supporters would want him to stay forever and do that, you can't do that forever. And you can only reinvent yourself so many times at the same club. And we've passed that era where managers are staying at clubs for 10, 15 years. We've passed that era, that Ferguson, Wenger era. That kind of thing is not going to happen anymore. The too many pressures, it's high intensity all the time, and there's more teams competing at that tippy top level, and it's not realistic to expect someone to stay for 10, 15, 20 years, considering how quickly the game moves nowadays. So for us to have gotten 8+ years out of Jurgen Klopp, and for him to be so good during those years. And I said, the only reason we've missed out on 2, 3, maybe even 4 Premier League titles is a team that's literally spending billions. So, and they've got a whole, as Arsene Wenger said about Paris Saint-Germain, it's that they've got a whole country behind them. So, financially. So, it's one of them where it's like, when you put everything into context, put everything into perspective, it shouldn't be that much of a surprise that after 8 years, it's like, you know what, let me bow out, hopefully bow out on top. But it's a case of, let somebody new take the reins, take this in a new direction, and see what comes from it from there. But to Jurgen Klopp, I wish him all the best, wish him all the luck in the world for the rest of this season, and obviously in what he does in his future endeavours, without sounding too much like WWE, I wish him all the best in his future endeavours. And he's brought nothing but happiness to our club, as Liverpool Football Club, but also has brought us nothing but joy, just him as a person. with that kind of almost insatiable hunger, that intensity, that energy, that love he has for what he does, it translates on the pitch. It very much translates. Like a coach, the way a coach is, the way a head coach is, the way a manager is, always translates to the teams on the pitch. So that electrifying, attacking football, it's just like, you wouldn't be able to pull that out of a coach with a dull personality. So it's like, he's done brilliantly, and hey, all the best to him.
Yeah, echo everything that you said here, man. The thing with Klopp, and this is what I loved about him, is that he had an idea at Mainz that needed a bit of time just to gel. And obviously it was his first role, plus he was already at the club, so he knew what type of coach he wanted to be. But he's also transcended Dortmund, got Dortmund to a Champions League final. Obviously it didn't work out for him at Dortmund after a while. And then he took over Liverpool, pretty much, not necessarily a year, but a few months out of the game. And as I said to a lot of people at the time, now that Klopp is here, it's going to be Manchester City versus Liverpool for the next few years. And it rang true, because if you saw what was happening at Bayern versus Dortmund over there when they were in charge there, you would know that was the case going forward. A lot of people was like, oh no, it's not going to be them two, it's not going to be Liverpool, might be Man City, but it won't be Liverpool in there. I'm like, okay, so you haven't been watching football then. And it rang true. For everything that he did for the league, it's been nice to watch, because there's been a challenge to Man City for quite some time. That's pushed them. Unfortunately, everybody else has kind of not been able to keep up. And that's all right. But it also then offered an opportunity for English football to actually go, okay, well, we need to be better at our tactics as well as the way that we do things at clubs. Jurgen Klopp obviously brings this wealth of opportunity to those who want it and will graft for it. And he's basically focusing on what Liverpool was as a club, whereas Manchester City obviously was about the business and how they've basically gone from a club that doesn't win anything to basically winning everything, but also having a club in Spain, having a club in New York, having a club in Australia, and basically having a business acumen, essentially, to back it all up, essentially. And that's the difference. Like, you look at the era of Manchester United versus Arsenal, essentially that was basically two managers who basically wanted the best out of the teams, but also you could see the passion that they were given to the clubs as well, because they essentially ran the clubs. But now it's no longer that. You can't have one person running an entire club. And as a manager, I can see where I need to hand over the reins and say, look, I need a bit of help here. And that's what he did. Klopp was great at doing that. And that's what he got in terms of help, essentially support in the right places. Like, I think there's a biography and autobiography from Pep Linders, his assistant, and it talks about the monster mentality and how you use how you phrase and use the words that you do for your players. And sometimes language is a big thing, not just in the world, but also on a football pitch. If you use the right language and the right interpretations, everybody will understand what you're saying. But it also encapsulates who everybody is in a Liverpool shirt. It'll be interesting to see who comes in. Will they continue the style, or will they have their own style and have, because it's effectively the formation, as I said, with other clubs now. If you look at Manchester United, they're basically a 4-3-3, but they don't necessarily want it. They don't want to use it, essentially. Manchester City are a bit more of a 3-4-3, but they know how to be fluid with it. Arsenal a bit more of a 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1, but they're not necessarily fluid. It's more of a rigid style, but with a fluid mentality and put in attack. But with Jurgen Klopp, it's a 4-2-4. And people always say it's a 4-3-3, but actually it isn't. It's a 4-2-4 because two players will sit deep, whereas the other four will go forward through the middle. And yes, it normally is the front three, but they are backed up by one person that joins the attack in the middle. That's why Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain was brought in. Obviously, he's no longer there, but essentially that's his formation. It just turned into a 4-3-3, just simply because you have one sitting a little bit deeper now, and you have more of a defensive style midfield who know when to basically counter press. But essentially, as you said, Liam, he's turned a lot of people into world beaters, and I give props to him. Klopp has done a good job to make Liverpool the established club in world football that it once was, and now it is again. And it'll be interesting to see what happens, especially with all of this information coming out about Man City and their dodgy dealings, and whether they will go from being in the Premier League to dropping down the leagues and having things taken away from them. All of a sudden you're going to be going, well, there was always only ever one club, and that was Liverpool. But I just love what he did. He inspired me. He inspired people who don't necessarily look at Liverpool as their club, but pretty much brought a nation to watch the game again, in my opinion. I could be wrong about that, but he's done wonders. So well done, thank you, Klopp, and hopefully we'll come across his work again soon.
You know, I've just watched the full Klopp interview, and it's quite an emotional watch. It's what, like 25 minutes long, but it really flew by. And some of the notes I took, I mean, a decision that he has to take and a job that he can't do again and again, to me that definitely shows that he's just running out of energy and he wants to depart before he burns out. And I'll come back to that again later. But there was a question about timing, and that was quite an interesting question. But he did actually make a good point, though, that it's hard these days to keep things under wraps, especially as he'd already told the club and his backroom staff. And you just look at how much in football gets leaked out just on a general basis. It's one of them where it's like, yeah, I mean, whether it be football, whether it be pro wrestling, look at how much stuff gets leaked out when you don't want it to. And I think he actually said in there where it's like, he wanted to say it. He owed it to the fans to say, you know what, this is my decision, please understand it. And of course, he didn't want it kind of leaked out in dribs and drabs. He's like, you know what, let's get in front of it. I'm going to like make this announcement and tell it. And I mean, it's fair to me. It's fair enough that he's announced it now, because I said he told the club in November. So the club's got time to get ready for his departure. And I personally can't see it as a negative that he's announced it now, because some online have like questioned it, and some have even come up with a conspiracy theory about, oh, the owners have pushed him out, oh, they pushed him to do this, oh, something's gone wrong with the owners. Was it Jose Enrique came out with kind of an odd one as well? And it's like, I'm seeing all these quote unquote these moronic ITK accounts saying, oh, something had to have happened with FSG. And I'll come back to that later as well, and Jose Enrique too. But I mean, Klopp saying that he's fully here, that's not surprising. I mean, you could see in the interview that he's not hiding anything. It's not like standoffish body language. It's, as Jim Ross would say, the body English. It's not, he's not like, oh, I can't say this, I can't say that. No. He's not hiding anything. He's not going to go through the motions. That's just not who he is. And he's going to give it all for the rest of his time with our great club, that being Liverpool FC. So he's not going to tarnish his legacy and burn bridges on the way out, like some other people recently. But you can see he's a committed guy by default. And unless he can do something 100%, then he's self-aware enough to step aside and let someone do the job, someone else do it. And him saying that, oh, you know what, I'm not the man for the future here, that's quite a big statement. And I said, that's self-awareness. And I mean, I'm glad that he feels his decision is the right one. I mean, it's always going to be a difficult one. I mean, imagine being in a job that you love and have loved for 8 years and deciding yourself that it's time to leave. I mean, of course, ironically, like, those who know me will know that I was in a job for 8 years that basically I hated the second half of my time there, and I couldn't wait to get out. So it's the opposite way. But it was still a decision that when I had the opportunity to leave, I had to think long and hard about because of obviously certain circumstances. So I understand Klopp wanting to get off the roller coaster and have a normal life. That's fair play, because being a head coach, being a football manager, being a footballer, it's not a regular life. As he said, it's not a normal life. Like, the fact that you're planning for the next season when this one's just started and all that, it's like, that was a very telling statement, because it reminds me of Vince Russo's timeline of WWF 1998 with kayfabe commentaries, where he got asked, oh yeah, WrestleMania 14, it broke all these records and all that, it's like, did you have a party and celebrate this? And Russo was like, no, like, we had the next night's Raw to plan. It's like, we didn't have time to stop and smell the roses, and I wish I would have had time to do that. And that's what Klopp reminded me of when he mentioned about, like, yeah, as soon as this season started, we're already planning the next one. We're already planning the next season's training camp and potential signings and all that. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's one of them ones. I understand him wanting to get off the roller coaster and having a normal life. And to me, he's basically talking about a mental health break. Klopp, in that interview, was basically talking about a mental health break. Take yourself out of the situation before you burn out. And to me, that's the key. I mean, it's difficult sometimes to know when to pull yourself out of a situation, especially when you're enjoying. So it was good to hear him say, though, that there's no problem with the owners. And I believe that he was being sincere with that statement. And on a personal note, I haven't seen this emotional departure since Rafael Benitez. And you know, he's still got a love for Liverpool as a city and the club 15 years after his departure. I mean, look at the donations he's made to the Hillsborough campaigns and stuff like that. And it's fair play. I mean, his final statement about going through things with and before him and about the fans and getting behind the team for the rest of the season. Dude, I had goosebumps. I sent a shiver down my spine where it's like, you've been through things before I came, whilst I was here, and yeah, it's one of them where it's like, I totally agree with his decision, respect his decision, and hell, he's a great manager, brought the great times back, and just what a great tenure he leaves, what a great legacy he's going to leave behind when he leaves. We all knew this was going to happen at some point, but yeah, you kind of look at it as it's time. I do respect the fact that he's leaving at the right time for him. And he mentioned about other clubs, you'd get sacked, you'd have 5-6 bad results and get sacked. And it's like, you know what? I'm glad he's leaving at the right time for him. So it does, as I said, it doesn't tarnish his legacy. The last thing you think about Jurgen Klopp is not going to be, oh, he got sacked because of a bad run of results. It's like, no, he's leaving on top. He could still leave with a few trophies. He could still leave with at least one trophy at the end of the season. It'd be tremendous if he could leave with two, maybe three. It would be amazing. But the fact is, leave on top. It's like a great show. It's like a great, it's like a great TV show. End it when you're on top. And that's the way I see it. Rather than letting it get stale and then viewership plummeting and the bad feeling developing, because it's like, oh man, that was awful. Oh, I don't like that anymore. So you know what? Leave when it's good and at the right time for you. Just as a final thing though, like, Jurgen Klopp has a special bond with us Liverpool fans, and he always will. And that was kind of why I made the comparison with Rafael Benitez, because that special connection there, it's unbreakable, unshakable. And even though Klopp said, oh yeah, I'm not going to manage for at least a year, and I would never manage another club in England, or in Liverpool, and it's like, you know what, fair enough. But like Benitez, when he went to Chelsea, I wouldn't even begrudge him for it if he did. So it is one of them ones, man. For what he did for our club, eternally grateful.
So Jurgen Klopp and his backroom staff leaving at the end of the 2023-2024 season. What are your thoughts on it? Were you surprised? Did you see it coming? So on them ones, man, is there more to it than meets the eye? It's interesting. And what will this mean for Liverpool going forward? Who will be next in that managerial/head coach hot seat at Anfield? Who will FSG bring in next? www.pitch-talk.com is the official website. You can grab our podcast and hear our podcast there. You can grab the RSS feed and import that into any podcast player that you listen to podcasts on. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, so many places where you can catch the Pitch Talk podcast. Also, as well, youtube.com/pitch talk for all of our videos, including legacy content, such as Pitch Talk on the Road and Pitch Talk at the Cup Finals as well. Also, at Pitch Talk on Twitter, tweet with us, follow us, see what we're up to. Facebook.com/pitch talk, become a fan, become a friend, become a member of the group, join the footballing revolution we're working so hard to create. At Pitch Talk on Instagram and on Reddit. We're also on TikTok as well, where you can see vlog and podcast previews there as well. You know what? I have been Straight Shooting LJA, and until next time, take it easy and see you next time on the Straight Shooting View. And on a personal note, #ThankYouKlopp. Take care, everyone.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution.
Check out the official Pitch Talk website.
www.pitch-talk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 Minutes with the G,
The Straight Shooting View,
Coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now.